Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 4th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were March corn up a penny and a quarter, March wheat up 2.5 cents, and March beans up 3.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 19 ticks. Crude oil is up $1.12 a barrel. That should support the corn market a little bit out here. Metals are a little bit lower. Beans were higher overnight on more talk about the dryness in Brazil, the wetness in Argentina. Some analysts, you know, we're kind of in the 2 million metric ton crowd, meaning we expect the crop to be about 2 million under what the USDA is telling us. There are some out there that have been 6 to 8 million. We don't see it. A couple of them have even gone to 8 to 10 million. We certainly don't see that, but it's enough to keep this market firm for the time being. Funds are still short oil, so that could be where the biggest play is in the near term out here. So the bean market, it's closed well the first 2 days of the new year. That's certainly positive. I'd like to finish out the week with another higher close here today. Corn market up a penny overnight, penny and a quarter. Again, I'd like to see the corn close over 381, be a good close to end the week. Wheat up two overnight. Good close there would be, you know, somewhere 515 or above. Corn's being a little bit supported by the crude oil being higher here on a little bit of a bounce. We've got the trade delegation in China. They should have some kind of announcement on Monday. We haven't seen anything out of the Chinese official that's in Washington for the moment. Hopefully, you know, something's going to get done. The Chinese stock market's in bad shape, and I think they're looking for some kind of deal. Maybe they'll take the tariffs off the beans. We'll see. If we do, we could jump the beans 30 or 40 cents, which I think will give us a pretty good marketing opportunity out here. Really don't see too much else. We've got Russia looking like they're backing off some of their wheat exports out here. That could be a little bit friendly to the wheat market. But I think it's going to be a matter of what the Chinese do, if there's any settlements. We've got the government shutdown still in force. We're supposed to get some kind of comment today whether or not, if they can get this thing settled very quickly, whether or not we'll have the reports next Friday. My guess is, since we didn't settle this thing last night, that the reports are going to be delayed indefinitely till we get the shutdown figured out. That is not healthy for these markets. So, you know, I think it's a negative kind of hanging over the head of this market. We did see pretty good Brazilian selling in this market yesterday on the rallies. I would expect we'll see more in here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.